Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is my show, Convictions and Contradiction. My name is Neetu Da, and we are broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. Alright, so today's show is going to be a little random, actually. I feel like it's been a long time since I've actually done this show. I don't know why I feel that way. You know, last time I had a guest, and so I don't know, maybe I felt like my guests took too much time up and I feel like they didn't do enough on that show. They took too much of the limelight. I guess I'm learning something about myself on this show. It has to be mine, which it is, but I need to reclaim it. So today's show, some random things I want to talk about. The first one is these self-esteem tricks that I think people do. I'm a university student, so there's a lot of, and I'm in the arts, I'm in an arts degree, so there's a lot of articles that I have to read. I don't think science, those who are in the science degree or the science kind of field, I think they have, actually I think they have articles to read too, but I don't believe that it's as much as us art students, and I think that's a good statement to make. So when you read articles, sometimes they're just, you know, one long page. Other times, I hate it when I get one of these, is when it's like, you know, when you usually hold a page, it's, you know, it's a rectangle, it's not a square, and the shorter sides are at the top and bottom. But these articles, they're switched to the left and the right, and then they have like two columns or four columns. Sometimes even when it's just the regular way you hold the paper with the two shorter sides on the top and bottom, there's two columns. So when you read it, you know, you read the left column first. When you get to the bottom, you're like, okay, I'm done. I can move on to the next page. But nope, you just go right back to the top and you work your way down again. It's such a self-esteem trick. You get to the bottom, yes, I'm done. And then you have to go back to the beginning and come back down again. I know it's just another way to kind of format the page, or maybe a more professional way to format the page. But really, it brings down my self-esteem whenever I do that. Video games do the same thing. It's very similar to what they do. Like, there is these video games that I love to play. My brother Tony always tells me not to play it. Well, he doesn't say not to play them. He says that there's other games that I should play. But I really like these games. They're Tales of Games, so it's Tales of Graces, Tales of Sylphinia, Tales of Exilia, Tales of Zestiria, Tales of Braziria. There's so many of them. I haven't played all of them. I've played all the new ones. Well, not all of them. I'm gonna start another one that I haven't done yet. But with these kind of, I think they're called role play games, where you're a character and there's a story while you play through the game. And what happens is, but I don't think this is only role playing games. It can happen in other kind of games too, like Portal. It probably happens in Portal, though I've never actually played it. I'll give you an example. In one of the Tales of games, at the end you fight a boss, but when you finally defeat this boss, he just rises back up, and then you have to beat him again. It's that same thing, like, I beat him, I should be done. But no, you're not done. You have to fight him again and beat him again and use all of your medicines and all your extra aids that you spend a lot of money, which is called gold in the game, to beat this boss. And I'm sure there's more of these in our lives. There are more of these self-esteem tricks. I don't know if they're on purpose. I think for games, they're on purpose because it adds a little something. Like, you shouldn't give up. You should keep pressing those buttons harder than you should on your remote control to beat this boss like I do. But I feel like, you know, university already has enough pressure. We don't need any more. Just give us articles or reformat the articles so it's just one. When you finish the page, you have a little victory while you're reading it. Like, oh, I finished the page. Okay, let's go to the next one. A little victory to keep you going. Keep reading. Maybe we would do better if there weren't two column articles or even four column articles. And when there's these columns and articles, you know that the writing is smaller. It's so much smaller. It's not even 12-point font. It's probably like a 5-point font. Or let's just say a 1-point font. It's so hard to read. I have to use a little microscope to read it. But they should just give us just long pages. Just the one long column with a font we can read without squinting our eyes. It'll be... Maybe I'll improve, you know, maybe we'll get some better grades. Of course, I don't know. This is called comedy. It's probably not good to say that. That just ruins it. It's like explaining a joke, which I just did. I really shouldn't do that. Next, I want to talk about who deserves a standing ovation. Really. There's a lot of... The ones you usually see get a standing ovation are... politicians, celebrities, singers, artists, stand-up comedians, so I think they really deserve it, because I love stand-up comedians, and yeah, it's usually people who are popular, who are in the mainstream, and of course you have those who are doing non-profit organizations, giving speeches about things that are really important to them, or at marches, or big events, and things like that. But that's usually just kind of just clapping. It's not really a standing ovation where everybody stands up and, you know, they're clapping, and they even call you back to do another song or to do another set if it's a stand-up comedian. I feel like there's other people who deserve standing ovations, but they don't get them because they're not really performing. They never get to be placed in that context where they can get a standing ovation. And because they're not in it, they cannot get it. Like, I think some scientists deserve some standing ovations. I think a lot of scholars deserve some standing ovations. I think a lot of novelists deserve some standing ovations. Some even get them, I'm sure. Like, for all the Harry Potter books, like J.K. Rowling, you always saw her at the red carpets and things like that. So I'm sure somewhere along the way, you know, she got a standing ovation. But what about the authors who, you know, don't turn their books into movies? Why don't they get standing ovations? I feel like they should get a standing ovation. Like, I remember I saw this on, I think it was probably on YouTube I saw this, where the story about this kid, probably in high school, and there was a flood of some sort, and during the flood, he got on an air mattress, and he kind of paddled with this arm to go save, I think, 13 people? It was a lot of people, and during this time, you think he would, you know, save himself, maybe even, and help his family, which he did, but he went out and helped others also. So his school, he played on the football team, and one day when he was going to the football team, they gave him a standing ovation. And isn't that nice? Standing ovation. That would be great to get. I feel like the radio show is another thing where you can't get a standing ovation. I'll never know if you give me one, which I think is, yes, you probably will never give me one. And if you do, I'll never know. And if you did a standing ovation here, you would interrupt the show. You would ruin the show with your standing ovation. Another thing is that we have changed a lot of categories lately. Or we've added categories, like our sex category, our gender category, our sexual orientation category. They have been changed. And I think there's another one, or others, that should be changed, possibly. Like, I am in the age group of young adults. At least, that's the category. 18 to 25. So I'm in that category. I'm a young adult. Yeah, one of my high school teachers, Mr. Sidhu, he refuses to call me a young adult. Continues to call me a kid. Always, he calls me a kid. He doesn't even use my name. He just says, good job, kid. Good on you, kid. I'm not a kid. That's what I thought when he first said it. And then I told him, I'm in the young adults category. Stop calling me a kid. You're lumping me in with your high school students who probably are still kids. But then I thought about it. I don't really think I'm a young adult, truly. I mean, sure, I go to university. I do some things that adults would do. But am I really a young adult? I don't know. Maybe that these age categories are just for statistical reasons. Maybe that's just it. Maybe I'm not actually a young adult. Maybe I'm still a kid, like Mr. Sidhu clearly believes strongly. Maybe that is the case. I am just a kid. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare. Remember that song? The Simple Plan, I'm Just a Kid. Featured in Cheaper by the Dozen. That's where I learned about the song. But I really like that song, actually. But maybe I am just a kid. Or maybe changing the category of age and maybe changing all these categories is just too complicated. It's too much of a hassle, maybe. Like for, there's all these new kind of, I learned about this and actually, you know, try to follow it. There's these pronouns. People now who are in part of the LGBTQ community sometimes prefer different pronouns. You know, usually you would kind of assume that a person's a boy and or a girl, or say a man and a woman, or male, female. And then if it was male, man, boy, you would say he, his. If it's a girl, you would say she, her, hers. I think I messed up the male pronouns. But some people don't want to be referred to by those pronouns. They want they, them, theirs. I believe that's correct. So I think that's actually a good thing to do. You know, people identify in different ways. It's just like, you know, you want to call a person by the name that they want to be called by. You don't want to... No, there again, I've had a lot of nicknames. I still have many nicknames, which I don't particularly like. And I'm not going to tell you, because if I tell you, you might start doing it too. And I've had years with these nicknames. I'd rather not add some more years onto it. But, you know, I hold some fondness for those nicknames, even though I didn't approve of them. So that's kind of my contradiction. There it is. That's kind of my contradiction with pronouns and things like and names and whatnot. You know, you're given a name, you want to be called by that name, you want it to be pronounced correctly. Like, my last name is Da, Nitu Da, which is spelled D-H-A. Whenever I go to fill out a form or whatever, I always spell out my last name. I go, Nitu Da, D-H-A. It's just a habit I have now, I just spell it out. But sometimes when I'm sure that sometimes when I tell people like, oh, hi, my name's Nitu Da, they probably think I'm saying Da as in D-U-H. Like, duh, of course you should know Trump is president. You know, things like that. But no, it's Da, it's D-H-A. But I don't want people to make that mistake. So I just, you know, spell it out. That's this thing with pronouns. So I'm just wondering, you know, I think in some cases the complication is a good thing. Sometimes things are a hassle, but we should go with the hassle because people want to be identified that way. Why not let them identify themselves the way they want to be identified? But then when it comes to these categories, does it have to be so complicated? I mean, they've already been decided, so what if they're for statistical reasons? It gives me some self-esteem knowing that I'm a young adult and not a kid, as Mr. Sidhu clearly decides on. But yeah, maybe it's too complicated, maybe it's a hassle, it's a thing to think through. And while you guys, I'm going to let you guys think this through, I'm going to play some songs. So this first one is from Cat Torn's Humankind, and this song is called The Public Good. Thank you.
I'm just at Shindig.
That was a really inspiring set.
CATR and Discorders Battle of the Bands, they've been hosting it pretty much all year at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pass Pub, every Tuesday night. It's the semis. Yeah, well, there are 27 bands and 27 winners, but these guys really aren't playing around to take the Shindig crown from last year's winner, Little Sprout. Yeah, coming out. You could win a free beer at Jokes or Beers and watch these bands battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Silver Fox Postering, Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery, Pandora's Box, Vadermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, Hastings Mill Brewing Company, Six Cent Press, Blue White Studios, and Print Print.
The third round of semis is January 23rd. It's Basic Instinct, Pleasure Blimps, and Sorry Edith. Yeah, see you there. The holidays got you down? Whether it's pressure to make it perfect, tension with loved ones, unfulfilled expectations, dissatisfaction at work, or unrest in the world at large, maybe combined with winter weather and darkening days, all of this can contribute to self-judgment and guilt, sadness, and lethargy. It's a tough time of year, and psychotherapist Jeffrey B. Rubin has 7 handy tips and tricks to help you out. 1. Connect with those you love. 2. Have realistic expectations. Seek good enough rather than perfect. 3. Cherish what you're grateful for. 4. Build in what helps you flourish. 5. Create healthy boundaries with loved ones. 6. Constructively address family conflicts through empathetic listening and compassionate feedback. And 7. Help those in need. Good luck out there, and I'm proud of you.
you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional and unceded territory of the Musqueam and Coast Salish people. And the song we were just listening to was from Jessica Moss, her album, she uses that pronoun, Pools of Light, and I believe that song was Entire Populations. The song we heard before that was from Cat Torn's Humankind album, I believe is also Cat Torn's Humankind. He's going double-double on this. Maybe he likes double whiskey too. And the song is The Public Good. So that's it for me. That is Convictions and Contradictions of today, Thursday. I would say, you know, it's hump day, but that's Wednesday. I don't think Thursday has one of those little catchphrases. But next up at 10 a.m. is Rocket from Russia, with a person who actually speaks with a Russian accent. It's going to be great.